Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, isn't this a lively evening? It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation. From Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy, and I do mean live. I actually have Ken back with me.
Yeah, nice to be here. Food, beer.
You can tell.
Really nice.
Ken has already
here.
Had his slight fill of fried food since we're live at the fair.
Oh, man.
San Diego International Beer Festival going on right now. The first session started at, what, noon? Right, Tom?
Noon, 12 to 4, and second session's running 5 to 9.
So second session's going on right now. We're actually in a room secluded away from the second session. We got some food here. We got some beer. And you guys got a hell of a weekend sketched out for you. I can tell Tyson's already been drinking since about noon.
Well, that's what you do at these kind of things. You have beers because it's a beer festival, Jeremy.
So in case you don't realize, Tom Nickel and Tyson, these are the two guys behind the San Diego National Beer Festival. So now, Tom, tell me about the International Beer Festival, because this is how many years have you been doing this?
This is the 12th year I've been doing this, which is hard to believe. So we founded the festival and competition back in 2007. We only had about 200 entries in the first one, and we had nearly 1,500 across 57 categories this year.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That is intense. And
it takes about 160 people over 2 days to judge all of the beers.
I was going to ask about that. Who do you have judging beers? How do you find that many judges for that many categories?
Well, you know, thankfully, San Diego is blessed with a lot of very qualified beer judges through our homebrewing community. The Quaff Homebrew Club regularly runs classes for the beer judge certification program. And so we've got a lot of qualified homebrew judges that are here. And we also have a lot of people who work in breweries. I mean, you think about the breweries in town, Carl Strauss, Stone, Ballast Point, have tons of employees. We've got a lot of qualified brewery professionals that know how to judge and make beer.
All right.
Oh, I'm judging. I'm judging.
Are you already drinking the first beer, Ken?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, so
I judge this satisfactory.
Satisfactory. Or what?
That's
what is
like
this?
A strong C.
What beer did Ken just give a strong C to? What was this first beer we have tonight?
This is Eagle Rock's Manifesto, which is a wit beer done with the traditional coriander and orange peel, but also a touch of rose petal.
I was going to say, yeah, there's something extra with this one.
Yeah, a little something extra for sure. Really nice, light, bright, beautiful.
Now, for those people who say they don't like wheat beers because they have kind of a banana, clovey flavor, this one is remarkably clean. I'm not getting, I mean, you get those esters, you get the aromas, but you don't get that sort of cloying.
Yeah, so this is a Belgian-style wheat beer, so it's lightly spiced, and while it has a little bit of the phenolic that you'll see in some of the German-style Hefeweizen, it doesn't have the big fruity spice flavor. So this actually relies more on spices like coriander and orange peel to create those flavors rather than creating them through the yeast. I also think it's worth mentioning, and Tyson made an excellent point as we were first pouring this beer. This is an excellent breakfast beer.
Yeah. See, Jeremy, you can start drinking at 8 a.m.
You
heard it from him.
If you don't start in the morning, you can't drink all day.
There are a few things in life I believe more fervently.
With all the soccer going on right now, I can't imagine that's not a lot of that isn't happening right now.
I had my first beer during the pregame on Thursday as it was kicking off, and I did not have a beer that early at the 4 a.m. game or 3 a.m. whenever it was, because I was not awake for that. But the very first game, as it started, I managed to have a beer before it kicked off.
Well done.
Yeah. Well done, sir. All
right. I approve that.
Well done on this selection. We're going to talk more about the San Diego International Beer Festival and how you can come here and drink fantastic beers at the San Diego County Fair. But I know since we have Tom on the show, he always like to start off with something a little heavy. Let's do a little rock and roll.
Yeah!
It's Alt 94.9. So here we are, drinking beer live from the pair. It is the San Diego.
And we're eating food.
Oh, yes, of course, we're eating food. So
mine's fried.
How does a strong pale ale pair with deep fried frog legs? I'm curious. Do we need to get Chicken Charlie up here and have him tell us all about that? Actually, you know, I want to get Chef
really
Barry.
I really want deep fried frog legs right now.
You guys had a gold medal dinner last night, and Chef Barry had done all the pairings with the gold medal beers. I heard that was fantastic. Now, he's also here tonight.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, he's running all the food for our VIP sessions.
You have to have a ticket to get into the San Diego International Beer Festival, right?
Yeah, so we do sell tickets on site. So it's a separate admission from the fair. So if you already have a fair ticket, you just come buy a wristband, or we sell the VIP tickets on site. Can buy them advance at sandiegobeerfestival.com. Pick them up at Will Call, but we are selling them on site as well.
Now, I already know you're going to tell me to get the VIP, but what's the best value? Do I get the VIP thing? Do I just get fried food? I mean,
it depends on what you're into.
Yeah,
Yeah, what you're looking for in the Frayer experience. If you're looking for deep fried Twinkies, just come and, you know, you buy the festival wristband. It's unlimited sampling for 4 hours. So you can wander in, get some beers, go out to the fair, get your, you know, deep fried Oreo or whatever, you know, tickles your fancy. Or, you know, if you just want to spend time at the beer festival and really enjoy some food pairings, the VIP session's going to have a lot of very particular paired food. Bivouac Cider and Ballast Point are here cooking, preparing the VIP food with Chef Barry's team.
Yeah, on top of Barry's food.
And so I think he's going to join us in a little bit and talk about that. But so we've got a lot of really well-paired food with the beer. The other great thing with VIP, you get a 6-ounce glass, so you can get a full 6-ounce pour of any of the beers, not only the VIP session, but anywhere on the festival floor.
Ooh, a big boy glass.
Yeah, I was going to say, a big boy glass has my interest.
One of my favorite things, too, just about the festival itself is that you can bring your family. Like, if only one of you is partaking in the consumption of the beer on the floor, your kids can still come and eat the sausages or eat, you know, the fried bits that are around the fest. Bring them in, come hang out. There's life-size games and all sorts of stuff like
this
that.
This is a nice lead into guess what Tyson's doing for Father's Day.
So
drinking more beer.
I take it there is a Father's Day session on Sunday, too?
There sure is, yeah.
So, 12 to 4.
So we're in the middle of session 2 now. There's two sessions on Saturday, an 11 and a 4 o'clock session.
Yep.
And then there's another, noon session on
Father's
Day? Yeah,
12 to 4 on Sunday.
Can you actually sell out? So if I wanted to take Dad to drink beer on Sunday.
The Sunday session in 12 years has never sold out.
But it's Father's Day this Sunday.
Yeah, but it's never sold out on a Sunday.
Oh,
It's a
comfortable sort of drunk.
It really is.
I still get your tickets ahead of time.
It's like getting drunk in your underwear. It's very comfortable.
What are we drinking? What's this next beer in front of us? It smells hoppy.
So we're playing off the international theme here. This is Juan Cordero from Insurgente. South of the border.
They're making killer beer.
They're doing a great job. And they came out the gate swinging years ago and have really just held strong doing their thing.
Wow, dude.
Beautiful to see them winning some awards.
This beer is delicious.
Yeah, so this is another gold medal winner. This was in the strong pale ale category.
Mm-hmm. That drinks like a San Diego beer.
How many breweries outside of the States do you think you have at the San Diego International Beer Festival? I know you have a crap ton, so an exact number might be hard.
Yeah, probably about a third, maybe around a third of the competition is from San Diego. And then I would say, you know, most of it is from the rest of the U.S. We probably have about 25, 30 states represented, and then probably about a dozen countries represented. Obviously a decent number from, you know, the big brewing centers like Germany and Belgium and stuff like that.
You know, anybody who's getting into craft beer, this is kind of a cool thing to go check out, try beers from all over the place, maybe find a style you like. This would be a good intro event.
Yeah, so it's unlimited sampling, so if you don't like a beer, just dump it out, go to the next one.
Are you kidding me? Done. Sold. I'm coming tomorrow. All right, let's take a break. We come back and get some rock and roll to pair with this, and we just had some immense brain power sit down next to us. Paul from Rip Current just showed up. We're going to talk about one of his beers next. I don't know, Ken. The conversation's getting pretty heady when it comes to beer around here right now.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Alt-94.9. Just a minute ago, we had Tom Nickel and Paul from Rip Current talking about beer attenuation and dialing up carbonation and a whole bunch of things that I was totally nerding out on.
And they were talking about how early in the year you harvest your hops influences whether the hop is going to taste more tropical, more earthy, more garlic.
I love this beer nerd talk. That's why I love doing the show. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy and Ken broadcasting live the San Diego County Fair for the San Diego International Beer Festival going on right now. Session number 2. You want to drink a lot of beer, taste a lot of different styles. This is the place you want to be this weekend. There's 2 more sessions tomorrow and 1 more session Father's Day. We start off the program with a beer from Eagle Rock. We just had something from Insurgente. And now, since we have Paul from Rip Current here, why don't we talk about one of your gold medal winning beers? Because I do believe you just not only took gold here at the San Diego International Beer Festival for your Doppelbock, but you also just took one in L.A. too, or where was it?
The California State Fair, we got one. We also got one at World Beer Cup.
Jeez, man.
Well, that is no surprise. This is amazing.
And now explain to me this, because, I mean, this is a lager, right?
Yeah, can you believe people in San Diego make lagers? We just make IPAs here.
Never thought we'd see the day.
Do. Tom just dropped some knowledge on me. He said that last year for the beer competition, the top categories were, IPA?
Was IPA, double IPA, and American Pale Ale.
And so this year, completely different. IPA is still the number one category, but Pilsner came in second.
Pilsner, number 2.
Yeah. And then right
and
behind.
Dominated by San Diego breweries entering more Pilsners.
Take that, you hazy IPAs.
Places like Fall, Burning Beard, Bitter Brothers, Bagby. I mean, you know,
we got second.
You know, so many local breweries making these Pilsners at breweries that you don't normally associate. That's the first beer you think of when you think of that brewery.
The third category was wild.
Brett and other sour beers. So Brettanomyces, the wild yeast, and other sour beers. It's kind of a catch-all for kind of non-traditional sour beers that don't necessarily fit like a lambic or goose kind of quality, but definitely have a sour quality to them. So, for that to be number 3, definitely definitely shows the changing trends of the beer market, and it'll be interesting to see next year because the GABF, the Great American Beer Festival, now has an official category for hazy beers, so we will now incorporate that into our guidelines next year.
I get a feeling hazies might make an appearance, but I still think traditional IPAs are going to be predominant. Lagers, and the fact that Brett beers are number three, it really shows the innovative spirit behind the craft scene right now.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the guy sitting next to me, Paul from Rib Current, definitely knows a lot about that. I mean, you take innovation and you put a scientific edge to it. I mean, you go as far as to think about even the water composition of the beers you're making.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I think is really weird about us, and I'd say different, but weird is probably more appropriate, that for every recipe we do, we make a water recipe. And I think a lot of brewers mostly make a malt recipe, a grain bill we call it, and they can figure out the hop schedules. But we've always made a water recipe, which, you know, frankly, for our brewers is a little bit of a pain in the butt. You know, we make our water just for it.
You're tilting the water to enhance the flavors of the beer the way you want it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the easiest example people can think about is, why do people eat salty foods when they drink beer? Traditionally, they've drank more malt-forward beers because hoppy beers are just the last few, couple decades. And it's because the salt on the pretzels accentuates the sweetness in the beer, and it makes it even better. What if you're making a dark sweet beer? Why wouldn't you just add more sodium to it somehow?
So this is your Delaminator Doppelbock. What is Delaminator? Really? Did you just make that up?
Yeah, we did. Well, no, it's a combination of two different pieces of the word. Yeah. Delam, which is like cancer for surfboards that kills it, and then Ator, which is traditionally in Germany, their Doppelbocks have
Salvatore
a name.
Oh, Salvatore and Kellerberator.
Exactly.
And
Optimator.
Yes.
Exactly. We just kind of did a play
Terminator.
On that.
So you took
Terminator. Yeah.
You took Southern California surf
trademark
culture
and
married it with a German name.
Yeah, we did. So we wanted to kind of keep our theme, but we also wanted to pay homage to the guys in Germany who've been making great versions for a long time.
Oh my God. This is delicious. The sort of brown sugar, brown bread, that malt forward.
It's perceptually sweet, but it's not. It's very.
No, it's
very
not sticky on the finish.
No, it's dry and it makes you want to drink more. I mean, what is this?
Let's do that.
Please tell me this beer is around 8% because it drinks more like it's 5%. But I know that's a lie because everything I know about beer says this is packed with alcohol goodness.
Traditionally, are around 8%. Ours is, we're in San Diego and we like to.
Tell me
it
it's
up.
Stronger.
It's a little stronger than that.
Oh. Lock
yeah.
in.
Now you
no
do
way.
It.
You're lying.
I know it's
prove
a crime.
It. Prove it.
Oh, never would have guessed that in this town.
No. It's 8.1.
Oh. No. It's a sessional bull, Doppelbock.
So now I want to know, how strong is it really, though?
9.
Okay.
9%.
Oh, what's 1 point between friends?
Exactly. Yeah. You don't even really notice it.
We're gonna move on to some more rock and roll as we broadcast live from the fair. Ken? That's what I was thinking, too.
Called First Take and One Take Only.
There's a new voice on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, and I can tell you, are you sure you haven't been in radio, Chef Barry?
Well, every chef always wanted to be a comedian, or at least some of us did, so.
Wait, can we go into the psychology of why you got into a chef? Is because you just didn't want to do stand-up?
Well, actually, I started the old-fashioned way, washing dishes.
Washing dishes and cracking jokes?
Yeah, well, the chef called me up one day and said, hey, this guy called out sick, and come up and help me cook these chickens, and that was the start of this amazing career that I've had.
Hey, somebody's got to cook the chickens.
Hey, you're always running your mouth, cleaning those dishes. Come here and help me cook some of this chicken.
Yeah, put yourself to work.
We are broadcasting live from the San Diego County Fair, the San Diego International Beer Festival going on right now. Session number 2 happening. There was an earlier one today. There's 2 more sessions tomorrow and 1 session on Father's Day. SanDiegoBeerFestival.com if you want to come. Now, there's lots going on, not just the beer. There's also, if you want to go to the VIP side of things, there is beer and food, is which why I'm sitting next to Chef Barry here. I heard you slayed it on the beer dinner last night. I heard the, what was it?
The crispy pork belly, and then we went right into the all-natural Brant beef cheeks braised in the actual beer that we served it with. Yeah, delicious.
Now,
we had a strawberry rhubarb cobbler to top it off, and we made a caramel sauce with the mead.
Ooh. Obviously, you can't put together that kind of spread for a beer festival, so you've pared it down a little bit, and you're doing pairings for the VIP sessions.
I'm not sure if you've met Barry. He can totally do that kind of spread at a beer festival, and that's actually what we have.
So what do you have? What are your offerings for VIP? If we want to stay in the beer festival, we want to drink beer and have your pairings, what's going on on with the food.
So besides the actual beer festival itself, we have an upgraded ticket that people can purchase that gets them into the VIP area. In the VIP area, we actually have two other breweries joining us. One is Ballast Point, and they're doing three dishes. And the other one is Bivouac Cider Works. For the first time, we actually have a hard cider joining us, and they're doing three dishes. Their chef is a Filipino chef, so he's doing a little touch of Filipino stuff. And then from our station, since I went on an epic vacation to Spain this last year, I am paying homage to my amazing vacation. We're doing a whole buffet featuring the cheeses of Spain, the charcuterie of Spain, the salchichon, the chorizo, the jamon serrano, the cabrales blue cheese, the mini cata de cabra goat cheese, and the, of course, everybody's favorite cheese, manchego. Topping it off with my wife's favorite at the VIP part, gotta have something sweet. She loved the churros in Spain, and she said, honey, you gotta do the churros for me. So we're doing fresh churros out there, fried as we go, with a whole station of different toppings that you can top it any way you like.
Stop. I'll be back in a couple minutes.
Spanish
I'm going to go
style
visit that.
With hot chocolate sauce.
Get me one, Tom.
I'm going to come back with a Cabrales mustache here in just a minute. I will not use my hands. This is amazing.
The whole time you were listening off, Tyson's sitting here just going, oh, yes, yes.
I've already had a pound of Cabrales.
So we have five sessions at the VIP, and actually we have three left now at this point, and we have two on Saturday, and we have one on Sunday from 11:30 to 2. If you haven't got tickets, it's a great gift for Father's Day. Bring your dad out. What dad doesn't like beer? I think he'd appreciate that gift better than handing him the paintbrush, you know, that day.
What's your favorite pairing? If I had to pick one. Just one that I cannot miss. What is it?
I think the whole array of the entire Spanish buffet that we're doing goes great with all the beers that we've selected. It's hard to pick one favorite dish, but of course we are featuring on the hot side a champiñones al jerez, which is mushroom saute with garlic and a Spanish sherry. We're also doing the patatas bravas, but we have an exquisite and amazing paella as the centerpiece of the hot part of our buffet. And the person who's doing it for me, one of my chefs in the kitchen, actually won the paella competition down in Ensenada out of 100 paellas.
Oh my God.
So we have the most epic paella coming, filled with amazing shrimp and chorizo from Spain, the chorizo bilbao, the saffron rice, and it's going to be really delicious.
The hell with the fried food. We're going over there. As soon as we're done wrapping this up, we are over there. Thank you, Chef Barry. Now, what is this dark beer you poured out? This looks troubling, Tom. What is it?
This is Beechwood Mocha Machine. This is another gold medal winning beer. It was actually part of the dinner last night, and Beechwood is just an incredible brewery. They won our Champion Brewing Award for winning the most points.
Julian's mad scientist.
For all of the medals.
Out of control.
Yeah, you said they took like eight medals?
Yeah, eight medals,
a handful of golds, just incredible stuff. This beer is brewed with Portola coffee out of Costa Mesa, and then it rests on cacao nibs from Ecuador, and it's just a monster. It's ridiculous.
As the chef, I was going to say, I taste lots of coffee and cocoa in there.
Yeah.
And
it is
the beer pairing dinner that we did last night, that's what we actually braised the beef cheeks in that same beer and served it with. It was amazing.
Mm. Dude, those beef cheeks were ridiculous.
Stop. I can't have those beef cheeks. Why do you keep telling me about them?
What you can do is toast to this wonderful beer, though.
Taste my words.
I will.
Cheers.
And we're going to play some rock.
Cheers.
And roll. Coming up. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Plowing through the beers tonight. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation. From Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach. Their rich, smooth, cash imperial coffee stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy, along with our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We are live from the San Diego County Fair for the San Diego International Beer Festival. Amazing beers tonight from Eagle Rock and Sergente, Rip Current. We've had Beechwood Brewing, and we're going to end with something that's not a beer, because it's the International Beer Festival. Doesn't mean it's just beer from all over the world. There's also other categories in craft.
We have a mead, honey wine, and cider categories. There is a wine competition at the fair, but it's only for grape-based wines, and so we're a little more inclusive, so it's beer, mead, and cider at our competition.
Boom!
And now we have some local San Diegans. We've got John from Gold Coast Mead here, man. Good to have you on the show.
Hey, yeah, great to be here. Thank
I know last time... last time we talked to you guys, I had Frank on the program, and he was telling me about bees and keeping bees in San Diego and all the kind of philosophy of what you guys do. I mean, you make some really, really damn good meats, dude.
That's what I think. And Frank, for sure, has been an advocate for the bees. And we are advocating for local honey and a call for local honey purveyors. And so what we do is we take local honey, Palomar spring water, and blend that with some lactobacillus in the case of this spice sour here.
Well, you were telling me you like to hike a lot in East County.
I love East County. So I love the Pacific Coast Trail.
This is East County honey.
This is East County honey, what we're sampling right now.
You also have other like native ingredients too, right?
Correct. Yes. We have mace, cardamom, ginger, and this spice sour that we have here.
There's a spice to this, and I think it's the lactobacillus in it that really catches me off guard, because when I have a mead, I'm not expecting it to be, I'm not expecting that little bit of tartness in there, that little bit of yogurtiness.
Yeah.
But it's real subtle.
It's very dry.
It's so complex.
It's 12%.
Though.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down there, cowboy.
Now I know why we saved this one for last. That's a good
cardamom
flavor profile.
Great spice.
How do you guys decide how to blend flavors like that? I mean, that's almost like a culinary background.
Well, Chris, the guy that came up with this concoction, it was actually started off as an accident, and then it turned into this delightful libation that we're enjoying tonight. And we're grateful for him. He basically worked on it with a few scientists from around California, and we figured out that we can reproduce this again and again and again, and it is called Spice Sour.
It's awesome.
And something we can get this weekend, San Diego International Beer Festival. You want to get your tickets. Two sessions tomorrow, one for Father's Day, sandiegobeerfestival.com. I got some more metal for you, Tom, since we're wrapping things up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us out here. Thank you for all the wonderful beer, and thank you for all you do in San Diego.
It's all for the beer, for the love of beer. Cheers.
Cheers.
Salud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.